This recording of the full-length reading of Space was published by arrangement with James A. Michener. This book is read by Larry A. McKeever. Chapter 1. Four Men. On the 24th of October, 1944, planet Earth was following its orbit about the Sun, as it has obediently done for nearly 5 billion years. It moved at the stunning speed of 66,000 miles an hour, and in doing so created the seasons. In the northern hemisphere, it was a burnished autumn. In the southern, a burgeoning spring. At the same time, the Earth revolved on its axis at a speed of more than 1,000 miles an hour at the equator, turning from west to east, and this produced day and night. As a new day broke over the Philippine Islands, two Navy men, one Japanese, one American, were about to perform acts of such valor that they would be remembered whenever the historic battles of the sea were compared and evaluated. Later, when the ceaseless turning of the earth brought high noon to the island town of Peenemünde on Germany's Baltic coast, a small, quiet, mechanical genius working for Adolf Hitler would find himself in the middle of an ordinary day, which would have a most extraordinary conclusion. A few hours following, when mid-afternoon reached London, a youthful American engineer, not in uniform, would see for himself the power of Hitler's vengeance weapon, the A-4, and would take steps to destroy it, but not its makers, because even then the American government could foresee that when the war ended...